Hello, my friends, my brothers and sisters. This is Ernie with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotionals. Today, I want to talk with you about walking in the Spirit. I'm going to be reading from Galatians 5, verses 16 through 25. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So sometimes when we hear this, we think, well, what exactly is walking in the Spirit? And it tells us that the Spirit and the flesh lust against one another. To walk in the Spirit is to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit is loving one another, having joy, having peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, practicing self-control, being obedient to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Because we can be hearing the Holy Spirit, but hearing the Holy Spirit is one thing, but actually acting out and walking out what the Holy Spirit is calling us to do, walking in obedience to the Holy Spirit. Now, these are things that when we talk about can be hard, because as it says, our flesh is battling against our spirit daily. It's a fight between the Spirit and the flesh every day. The flesh is going to try to push us to go towards our fleshly desires, which are the ones I mentioned, the works of the flesh. But the Spirit is going to want to push us through the works of the Spirit. But us as believers, we have to be walking in the Spirit, obedient to what the Spirit is saying, putting away our desires and our passions that the flesh is trying to get us to do. Because we've been, as it says, that those who are Christ have crucified the flesh. We've put away those passions. We've put away those desires. So we have to walk in the newness that we have, in the new Spirit that we have, the Holy Spirit. So we have to, instead of being hateful towards one another, we have to love one another and have peace with each other and practice kindness and self-control, because the flesh is going to make us want to not be able to control ourselves, outbursts of wrath, being selfish towards people, being selfish and not loving other people. So let's walk in the Spirit. Let's display the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, and let's pick up our cross. Let's follow Jesus, crucify our passions and desires of the flesh. Let's not just be hearing what the Holy Spirit's saying, but let's walk in what the Holy Spirit's calling us to, walking in obedience to what he's telling us to do. So let's practice that. Let's do it. Let's walk in the Spirit daily and deny our flesh. God bless.